Welcome back to Mental Health Integration. This is the short, and this is part 4. I am Brandon Appelhans. We just talked in the last section about what mental health feels like, the experience of it, which is a big deal. Mental health affects a lot of people, as we've talked about, and it can be quite severe. In this section, we're going to talk about Genesis 1 and 2 and 3. We're going to talk about what it means to be made as human and what it means for that what is made to be broken. And the reason we're going to do that is because it sets the tone for how mental illnesses function and break us as people, but still who we are underneath. So let's go ahead and jump into the text. Genesis 1, 26 through 28 says, "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.' So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and every other living thing that moves on the ground.'" When God creates the man and the woman, he does so at the end, near the end of Genesis 1, creating them both in his likeness and image. A couple of quick notes. This means the man and the woman are both made in the image of God. This isn't one or the other. And they're both made in a situation where they're valued. Okay. Image and likeness, there is a lot of debate about this. If you want to hear a little bit more about this debate, go ahead and listen to the 3-credit course. But there is a lot about this. But what you need to know is there's a heavy emphasis on value because of the words used in this section. The man and the woman are image bearers, and that has inherent value as the most valuable things in the universe, aside from God himself. So God looks, he creates. We have this huge creation, and we have Adam and Eve, and they are just image bearers. They're the most valuable thing God could want to know. They're like his kids. In fact, he looks at them and he says, God saw all that he has made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the 6th day. In fact, God looks at what he's created and said it is, in Hebrew, tov, tov. It is very, very good. Another way of saying that would be, it is exactly the way I want it to be. An important thing to know about that is that it's not because of what Adam and Eve can do. There is no mention of their capacity or their capability. In this, they've been given authority over the garden to take care of it and to keep it. But it doesn't say they know how to do that. It doesn't say they don't know how. But this is all based on image and likeness. This is exactly the way God wants it to be. He has these valuable creatures, and they are taking care of the creation. We all know that this changes, that everything breaks, and that happens in Genesis 3. When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. We see the man and the woman, and we see that they do the thing that God asked them not to do. They ate the tree from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And in that, everything breaks. We talk a lot about the fall in Christianity and how that makes us sinners and that cracks everything that's good. And it stains everything. And in the New Testament, we continue to talk about you are sinners saved by grace. And it goes on, right? The text continues. In verse 8, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden, in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord called to the man, 'Where are you?' He answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.'" Now what we see in the fall is sin enters the world through the actions of the man and the woman, and everything breaks. Their relationship with God, they're hiding from God. their relationship with each other, they're hiding from each other. Their relationship with creation is broken. It talks about how Adam will now have to work the earth and eat by the sweat of his brow. It's not going to be the same as it was. His relationship to the earth is broken. It talks about how Eve will now have struggles in childbirth and struggles with her husband, where she will, her desire will be for him, but he will rule over her. So everything is fractured. Now in this, what I want to point out is Genesis 3 comes after Genesis 1 and 2. I know, that's a really insightful thing. But the thing about that is that Adam and Eve are created as image bearers, as valuable human beings, as the most valuable thing in the universe except God himself. And the relationships and the ways those are perceived between Adam and Eve and the rest of the creation are all broken. But who Adam and Eve themselves are isn't. They are still these valuable human beings. They are still good and valuable and worthy. And yes, now they have sin to deal with. They have sin in their bones, as it were. But that doesn't change the fact that God created them as his beloved sons and daughters. It just means there's something really, really wrong now. Right? Their original value is still there, even if it's tainted by something else. A further note is that if mental illness enter the world, this is where they enter it, right? The relationships between everything are broken in this moment in time. Things stop working the way they're supposed to. And mental illnesses, in large part, are because of trauma and biochemistry. And both of those things would be affected in this case. So we can see even that this lays the foundation for things like anxiety and depression. There's no longer this peace of walking with God. There's no longer the abundance of being right. There's no longer the complete integration of who we are mentally and physically. Everything is broken. And in that space, God continues to work. But we can see things like mental illness and brokenness, broken relationships, shame, all enter the world in this one point. To take the man and the woman who are created as good in the image of God and actually change how they perceive the world and themselves. I will see you in the next section.